A few months back, I found myself live streaming a huge robotics competition that took place in Duluth. Over 60 teams participated in the three-day competition, and as I followed along, I noticed that the Nevis, Minnesota robotics team, the Nevis Techno Tigers, was just climbing up the ranks each and every day. Teams from a wide variety of school districts participated, from metropolitan-sized schools to schools as small as, well, Nevis, Minnesota, a high school with a total enrollment of less than 200 kids. Yet the Nevis, Minnesota robotics team was just blowing the other teams out of the water. Their ranking at that tournament in Duluth actually took them to the World Championships in Detroit. And I caught up with one of the coaches of the Nevis Techno Tigers. When I spoke with him, the team was prepping to head to the Minnesota State competition. And you guys are leaving tomorrow.
Tomorrow for the Minnesota State High School League State Tournament. We were at the World Championships in Detroit a few weeks ago.
How did that go?
It went phenomenally. You're at the World Championships. You're with the best of the best. And you've earned a spot to be among them. But at the World Championships, they're amazing. And our robot performed fabulous. Our team performed fabulous. We actually surpassed any personal records we'd had this year. We finished upper middle of the pack on a world stage. So we were super proud and super pleased with that. A lot of good things have to happen and take place. And there's a certain amount of chance. But we just have that, this year has been that dream team. They talk about dream teams of, sporting teams. And this was a year with a dream team of a robotics team. Absolutely everybody on the team has just stepped up and gone above and beyond. And it's been great.
What is the range of ages on the team right now?
Our team, once they're turned 14, they're eligible to be on the team. And so we have eighth graders to seniors.
Okay. And they're coding and building.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Robotics is so much more than the robot. They always say that, our little saying this year, the theme this year is called Deep Space. And every year the game has a different theme and a different title and kind of a different vibe. And so anyway, it's Deep Space. And so the backs of our T-shirts say building great Earthlings one robot at a time.
Could you explain? So this world of robotics, I had no idea about it until suddenly I was in there. And could you describe for a listener, what do you have to make a robot do?
Sure.
I just am amazed by it.
Yeah, no problem. So we are competing with an organization called FIRST, and FIRST stands for Inspiration and Recognition in Science and Technology. And FIRST has been around 30 years. They just celebrated their 30th anniversary. It has been in Minnesota for about 15 years approximately. And Team 1816 out of Edina was kind of the forerunner in the state. Currently, there are roughly 225 high school teams in the state of Minnesota. And they always love to throw out there more high school robotics teams than there are high school hockey teams in the state of hockey.
Mm-hmm.
It's been growing, kind of plateaued right now, but they're still projecting and seeing growth a little slower now in the future in Minnesota high schools. But what robotics is that the first Saturday of the new year, they introduced the game worldwide, and there are over 7,000 teams worldwide, with the most of being, of course, the United States, but there are teams from other countries, and our kids compete with teams from other countries often. I mean, often. It's not just a once-in-a-while thing. So the first Saturday of the new year, they introduced the game. It's a video. It's an animation. And they give this 3 to 5 minute intro, and bam, that's your challenge. That's the game that year. That then comes with, 150-page rules manual on how the robot's going to be built, how the scoring of the game works, and everything. You then have 6 weeks to analyze the game, create a strategy, decide how you want to tackle the strategy and how the game is going to be played. The game has never been played, so it's brand new, so you're kind of forecasting and guessing what's going to be most important based on points and criteria and everything that they lay out very thoroughly. Once you've established your strategy, then you have to start designing and building a robot. And when you very first get into this, you're given what's called a kit of parts with your registration fee, and that has basic components that you could build a driving robot. But beyond that, it's really up to you. We have a budget, and all teams have to stay under their budget. We have to submit a bill of materials. It verifies down to the nut, bolt, screw, how much much money you've invested in that.
Mm-hmm.
The students then go after it, and we start building prototypes for apparatus and mechanisms and chassis and whatever the game requires. You fail a lot. You try a lot of things. They don't work out. You improve them. You keep going. And at the end of 6 weeks, you have to have a competition-ready robot.
And that means it's got to be able, it's remote controlled.
It can lift
things up and haul them around and deliver them into small spots.
Yes. And every year the game changes. So this year was a deep space theme, and we had rockets that we had to score game pieces in, and we had cargo holds we had to score game pieces in. And then we had a habitat that our robot had to come back to the habitat at the end of the round for bonus points. The basic premise is that we had plexiglass discs that were, they're 19 inches in diameter and roughly 3/8 inch thick, and they had a big hole in the middle. These discs had Velcro on the outside, and so you had to put these discs, you had these Velcro covers, and they called them hatch panels, and you had to cover holes in the rocket and holes in the cargo hold. Once these hatch panels were Velcroed on, then we had large, 13-inch diameter, almost like a kickball. And these kickballs you had to obtain, and then you had to place them into the rocket and place them into the hold.
That's Olaf Nettaberg. He is one of the coaches for the Nevis Techno Tigers robotics team from Nevis High School. We're talking about this year's first robotics competition and the tasks that the kids had to make their robot do. All the teams in the competition had to build a robot from scratch that had the ability to pick up discs and drive them around a playing field and then attach them to these structures that were on the playing field. And also the robots had to be able to pick up balls, kickball-sized balls, and drive them across a playing field and drop them into compartments. And I was live streaming one of the robotics competitions this year, and I was so amazed at the precision that these robots had to be able to do. And the kids built these things from scratch. They were remote controlled, so the kids were driving the robots from behind a plexiglass wall that they were watching through. There were multiple robots on the playing field at any time. They were zipping around, picking things up, dropping things, picking them up again, driving them across the playing field, trying to not bump into one another, and score points. And just watching the whole thing was so profound. These kids are so much smarter than me. The whole thing was crazy and amazing. The spaces that the robots had to deposit the balls into or attach a disc to were so tight. And these kids built these robots that could just zip around and do it.
The tolerances are very tight. In fact, the hatch panels, the tolerance on placing some of the hatch panels was 1/2 inch left and right.
Wow.
And so if you missed, it didn't stick. It's a challenge. At the end of the game, the robots had to come back to the end game, they call it. There were 3 levels that they would climb upon, and the first level you could just pretty simply drive on. And then there was a 6-inch step that if your robot could climb up in the air and get up on a 6-inch platform, and that was worth more points. And then there was a 13-inch step. And so if your robot could climb a step that was, you know, almost knee-high and perch on top, you receive more points.
Oh, my gosh. So how big was your chassis, about, just to give
so
a visual?
So the chassis, yep. Again, every year the rules are slightly different. This year the rules, your chassis had to be under 120 inches in circumference, could not exceed 48 inches tall, could not extend left, right, front, or back beyond 30 inches. At the end of the game, it could not stand more than 6 feet tall when perched on level 3.
Okay. Wow. Wow. I've heard it described as more, instead of a competition, as a co-opetition.
Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So each time you go out, you are on an alliance of 3 teams, and your alliance is going against another alliance on the opposite end of the field. And you work together to outscore the other alliance. Basically, when you go to a competition, you're going to play roughly 8-9 rounds, qualification rounds. And during those, that 3-person alliance is constantly changing. You'll never have the same combination after you've met up together once. So the teams gather for a pre-round strategy session quickly, and they identify strengths and weaknesses of what their alliance has, and they determine tasks for that match. So we say, gee, Katie, you're really good at this. We're not so good. You handle that. But we're pretty good over here, so we'll take care of this round. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, how to outscore and defeat the opposite alliance. And so you're always cooperating, and you're always changing, and you and I could be together this round, and in 20 minutes, we're against each other.
Right.
And I know your strengths and weaknesses, and you know my strengths and weaknesses. Yeah, competition. It's the whole premise that it's like real life. You're going to work with others, and that's going to change often, and you'll work with others. The difference between robotics and a traditional athletic event is that you don't share your playbook, in a traditional athletic event. The football team is not going to start the game and say, hey, here's the plays we're going to run against you.
So you guys are heading out tomorrow?
Yeah, we head down tomorrow. So the state tournament, Minnesota State High School League has a state tournament. And in order to be eligible, you have to be ranked in the top 36 teams in the state out of 225. That ranking is based on your performance at your first competition. So we went to Duluth and we won. Not only did we win in Duluth, we also won what's called a safety award. They give away about a dozen specialty awards, things like engineering excellence and team safety and entrepreneurship and rookie of the year. And so they give out a bunch of those awards. But we did win the safety award. That earned us rank points for the state tournament. We did win the event. That earned us a lot of rank points. At this point, we are currently ranked fourth out of 225 schools, and there is a tie above us. So technically, ranking-wise, we're third, but there is a tie. I think the tie is at 1 and 2, quite honestly.
Olaf Nettaberg is one of the coaches of the Nevis Techno Tigers robotics team. They were getting ready to head out to the state championships when I spoke with him. Robotics is a rigorous team effort that takes a lot of brain power and dedication for the students and a ton of dedication from the coaches as they're guiding the teams in everything from computer coding to building robots and soldering, wiring, and even teaching them how to remote control drive the robots and, of course, navigating through failed attempts and the dynamics of working as a team. What do you love so much? I mean, this takes over your life.
Yeah,
how does it feed you?
Students are fabulous. I mean, they rise to the challenge. They just, it's a joy to work with them. We often say, as mentors, we'll throw out, we need somebody to tackle this. And pretty soon hands go up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll take that. We'll figure that out. We'll tackle that problem. And it's just such a different. I mean, it really is, but it's really very much real life.
Yeah.
It's embracing failure. You hear all of the great geniuses and all inventors say they failed millions of times before they got that one great thing. And I don't know that we fail that often in society, at least not in, in a traditional school setting.
Right.
I mean, everyone says, sure, you failed you failed the spelling test. But it's the lessons that we're going to try something and it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. We'll try again. We'll modify. And then it's very humbling too. Like I say, we went to Worlds. We had a phenomenal experience. We got beat up on. And yet we walked away incredibly proud. We had the opportunity to play alongside the absolute positive best. And playing against the best, we performed our best, even though they beat us. How often do you get that?
Yeah. It's such a great celebration of these kids' minds and the whole working together thing.
Right.
That you don't really get in other team sports.
Yeah. And the team is so much more than a robot. There's so many layers. They always say it's the layers of the onion that is FIRST Robotics. Every event you go to, you compete for the Chairman's Award, and the Chairman's Award is recognizing the absolute total package best team at that event. So we go and compete against 64 teams from all over the state and the world, and we compete to be, are we the best total package team? And the act of identifying what do we do well and where are our weak strengths and weaknesses, it's totally worth it. And we have roughly a third of our team that's their job, is they are our chairman's team. So if we have a third of the team designing and building a robot, we get a third of the team pursuing awards. It's a great, great experience for students. It really is. It's just so real world, and it's a great, great opportunity for kids.
Yeah. Well, thanks for dedicating so much time to it and for taking time today. And I hope you guys kick butt this weekend. And even if you don't, I know you're going to walk away feeling awesome. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
That was Olaf Nettaberg. The Nevis Techno Tigers High School Robotics Team is competing in the state championships. I'm Katie Carter, listening to Let's Visit on Northern Community Radio. This month, we're visiting Nevis, Minnesota. And Let's Visit is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.